This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Getting 100 million shots in Americans' arms in his first 100 days is only the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus plan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says an earlier pledge for 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days is just the start. He's proposing a massive plan to boost available doses, vaccination sites, and testing, and unite the nation behind science.
You have my word. We will manage the hell out of this operation.
He's blasting the Trump administration's vaccine rollout so far as dismal and pledging more cooperation with state and local governments who have complained they have no idea about how many doses to expect. Biden's also warning Congress still needs to approve hundreds of billions of dollars to make it all happen. In the meantime, Americans need to keep taking basic precautions, like wearing masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue. But what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. In a video message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The world's leading economies have a special responsibility."
Governments have a responsibility to protect their populations, but vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and will delay a global recovery. COVID-19 cannot be beaten one country at a time.
In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots. But elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico,